Today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. We do this every Monday. Thanks for tuning in. It's Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School, episode 2515. This is one of my favorite segments of the week. I love hearing origin stories, not just the initial idea, but the actual idea plus implementation. And that is so, so important. Ideas are everywhere. There are lots of ideas out there, but what you do about your idea, how you take action on it, that's what really, really matters, okay? So I love kind of dissecting the process and just hearing how do we go from idea to income, right? Not the first $100,000, the first $1,000, and then hopefully $100,000 later, of course. So we've had all kinds of different stories from people all over the world doing lots of different projects. That's the whole point, giving you a barrage of stories and case studies so that you can develop your ideas. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Rochelle in Ontario, Canada. She is a paralegal who helps American immigrants learn to navigate the bureaucracy of migration. So if you are a U.S. citizen, you want to move to Canada, obviously there's different websites you can go to, you can learn up on the process, but immigration or migration anywhere is tricky. So to learn to do it right in a relatively painless process, or at least mitigating as much pain as possible, saving as much time and money, it often helps to have some help, an advisor of sorts, or at least somebody who kind of gives you some tips. So let's hear this story from Rochelle. How did she build her business to the initial level? And I'll come back at the end with a very quick wrap up.
Hey, I'm Rochelle, and I found a unique niche helping folks from the U.S. navigate the complexities of Canadian immigration. So I live in a small Ontario town, and I work as a paralegal. Over time, I kind of realized that there was a real burgeoning interest from Americans looking to relocate north of the border. With super complicated and always changing immigration laws, I realized kind of what people really needed most was reliable information and not necessarily expensive legal services. Determining the scope of my services was really the first hurdle. My role wasn't to replace immigration attorneys, but more to complement them by providing super well-researched, informal guidance. I sifted through immigration legislation, rules, and procedures, and really just broke them down into easily understandable formats. When it came to pricing, I opted for tiered packages. So for $100, my basic guide, it really gave an overview of the Canadian immigration process. The personalized pathway, I priced at $250. This included a one-on-one video consultation really tailored to individual circumstances. And then finally, the $600 comprehensive package came with continuous email support for 3 months, offering real-time updates and answers to specific queries. To spread the word, I went old school, mostly through community centers, local bulletin boards, and seminars at universities. Surprisingly, word of mouth actually became my most potent marketing tool. So satisfied clients referred me to their friends and family, and I actually even received several referrals from legal firms that really wanted to offer their clients kind of a more budget-friendly way to get their questions answered. During the first month, business was sluggish. Then a Please client actually posted about their experience on a widely read immigration forum, and almost immediately I received a surge of inquiries. So by the end of that very transformative month, I had secured my first $1,000. One memorable client was actually a single mom from Texas. She felt super overwhelmed by the whole immigration process. She actually stumbled upon my services through a friend's referral, and she opted for the personalized pathway package. So during our first video consultation, it was really obvious that she was stressed about not just the legal hurdles, but also the emotional toll that really the whole uncertainty took on both her and her son. So after our initial meeting, I actually spent extra hours creating a step-by-step plan, not only detailing the immigration process, but also really listing resources to help her with educational opportunities for her and her child here in Canada. She later told me that this comprehensive approach not only clarified the daunting legal landscape, but also made her feel way more secure and really in control of her family's future. She even sent me a thank you note when she got her first job in Vancouver, attributing her success transition to the plan that we had mapped out together. Her story, honestly, really just encapsulates why I do what I do. Removing the fear of the unknown and replacing it with a confident roadmap to a whole new beginning. The key takeaway, really, is trust. Ensuring that the information I provided was current and was paramount. So I made it a point to start each day by going over any legislative changes. This attention to detail really built a level of trust that translated into more referrals and repeat business. The system I created really emphasizes consistency and reliability, and as a result, I've been able to help countless individuals make a really monumental life decision with far less anxiety. So, yeah, thanks so much for letting me share my story.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. I appreciate the story. I love Canada so much, by the way. Side note, I was in a couple of Canadian cities for my recent book tour. Usually I'm in more, so hopefully I'll get a chance to return to some other spots. I have a wonderful community of readers and listeners there. Shout out to all of our Canadian fans and friends. And again, thanks, Rochelle. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging and interesting. I want you to develop your ideas as noted. So if you have a question or an update or something we can help with, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2515. I'll be back again tomorrow and every day after that. It's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.